What kind of shape is that complex in right now?
There's two sides to that. From a pure bricks and mortar, it is in bad shape. Parts of it are salvageable. Parts of it, I think, because of benign neglect from past owners. I think the parts of the building, in my opinion, are probably not as salvageable, and it might be more expensive per square foot to try to save them than demolish them. Unfortunately, I think this is going to become a tug-of-war of sorts between the preservationists, the medical campus, and the development community, and sadly, at least in my opinion, unless there's some sort of resolution, this is going to drag on, and we're going to be looking at a boarded-up building along a major egress into downtown for God knows how many years. I'm looking at the tea leaves. I just don't see a ready solution. I think people are starting to dig in their heels, which is unfortunate. They're not looking for that compromise.
Seems that the Buffalo Bills found a solution, didn't they? At least, if not necessarily for their poor defense from recent years, but in terms of sparking fan interest, we have a report today that last weekend alone they sold 1,600 new season ticket packages after they announced that they signed Mario Williams to a $100 million contract.
It's interesting because in years past, this had been sort of a quiet period for the Bills. You know, you'd look at free agency.
For sure.
You look at free agency and you see other teams making a splash, and the Bills were maybe make not so much of a splash. The fans are responding because last year the Bills just had 37,000 season tickets. Now they're with this signing, they're probably pushing 40,000. But I think their business plan is probably predicated on somewhere between 50,000 and 55,000 season tickets sold, and obviously all the seats in the stadium sold throughout the season.
They're probably a 12-win season away from doing that, I would think.
At least make the playoffs. More importantly, they've created a swagger. With all due respect to the Sabres and everyone else, this is a football town. Ralph Wilson may own the team, but this is Buffalo's team. So much of this community's psyche is tied into whether the Bills win or lose.
Fort Erie and the grandeur of that fabulous racetrack over there, but it's been tied into the success or failure of the slots in recent years. What's going on in terms of the future of the slots in Fort Erie?
As it stands right now, the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation, which controls slots and gaming operations in the province of Ontario, because of restructuring their own new business model, have decided that the slots at Fort Erie and two other racetracks are going to be closed as of April 30th. In terms of employment, you're talking 300 plus or minus people who work at the slots. But the slots, more importantly, create a revenue stream that the Fort Erie racetrack needs to survive. It is part of their business plan. It is probably the revenues that they generate is a significant part of their business plan. Without it, they'll be operating this year, but beyond that, who knows what's going to happen. The track has already been on shaky ground to begin with. This is a bad tipping point, perhaps. Now, there's been talk, Kim Crater, who's a provincial minister, is talking about maybe working out getting some sort of designation from the OLGC that they can privatize the slots at Fort Erie. I don't know if that's going to happen. So far, the OLGC has been very cool to that. It seems like most of their decisions have been very Toronto-centric in terms of building a new casino in Toronto, or a casino in Toronto. They did, however, agree to keep Casino Niagara open, which is good. But in terms of Fort Erie slots, it's a tough battle. I'm not sure it's a winnable battle, but they're trying. Fort Erie loses that track, they're losing their identity.
Jim Fink, as always, thanks for joining us on Press Pass. We can find out more, as always, at
BuffaloBizJournals.com. It's our website. It's updated frequently throughout the day.
Jim Fink, we'll see you soon on Press Pass.
Thank you.